You're listening to Unhooked. On today's episode, I share a very powerful quote, one that changed my life. This single idea formed not only the foundation for my recovery from porn and addiction, but also the foundation for building a deeper and more meaningful life and for getting unstuck and out of my head. So if you're looking for a way to improve the very foundations of your life, this is the episode for you. So, stay tuned.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Lipkowitz, and with over 12 years of meditation experience as a mindfulness trainer and coach for high performers, I've become obsessed with helping people break free from compulsive, unhealthy behaviors and addictions and step into a life of true freedom, so that they can finally become their best selves and cultivate deeper and lasting fulfillment. I've created Unhooked, the Breaking Porn Addiction Podcast, to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to master your mind and optimize your life. This is Unhooked. This quote was something that I read when I was in college. It was when I was struggling with a lot of anxiety and stress from my studies and thinking about the future and what was I going to be when I grew up, all that stuff. And I read this quote from the Buddha, from the Buddhist tradition. And the quote was, "What you frequently think and ponder upon becomes the inclination of the mind." And what it's saying is that, what you're constantly thinking about, you're strengthening those neural pathways. So if you're always thinking about what you want, like let's say you're always thinking about how much you love cookies and you're always thinking about cookies, you're creating those habit patterns in the mind and you're becoming the type of person who thinks about cookies all the time. And that's kind of an innocent example, but you can also think about it in these other ways. Like if you're always thinking angry thoughts, if you're constantly thinking angry thoughts, then that's becoming the inclination of the mind. And what I realized is that whether I was aware of it or not, I was creating the conditions in my mind. I was forming habits in the mind around things like perfectionism, around things like stress and anxiety. So just think about it. Like if you're constantly thinking about how you're not good enough, if you're thinking, oh, I shouldn't have said this or I shouldn't have done that, you're creating the inclination of the mind. You're strengthening those neural pathways, the types of neural pathways that are thinking thoughts about regret or worry or anxiety. And what's really interesting is this is now backed up and supported by neuroscience. So another quote that really changed my life, similar to this, was this saying by neuroscientists that neurons that fire together wire together. So if you're firing to, these certain neural pathways, you're actually strengthening those neural connections on a physiological level. We actually know what happens in terms of the synapses, growing more connections, and the synaptic strength is actually increasing. And so, it's so fascinating is that we're constantly building neural pathways. We're strengthening certain neural connections and we're de-strengthening others, depending on what we're thinking. Just what we're thinking, like not even what you're doing necessarily, but the things that you think about are creating habits in the mind. If you're constantly thinking about what you don't have, thinking about what you want, you're strengthening the pathways of greed and craving. If you're constantly thinking about how everyone is stupid or everyone is, out to get you, you're creating those as habits in the mind. You can apply this to almost every aspect. Fortunately, you can use it to your advantage, understanding that you can cultivate things like gratitude. You can cultivate contentment. You can cultivate resilience. You can cultivate happiness. What we all want at the end of the day is happiness. Some bind it through meaning, living a purposeful life. Some find it through creativity. Some find it through kind of freedom and travel. Whatever way we do it, you know, ultimately we're all searching for deeper happiness, not kind of just this vanilla Hollywood style of happiness of big boats and beaches and drinking margaritas, but genuine happiness, genuine inner peace. And if that's what you want, if you want happiness, if you want inner fulfillment, there are certain mental qualities and mind states that can help you get there. You know, there are things you can train your mind, like contentment. It's very hard to be happy if you don't know how to appreciate what you have. And so if you want to be happy, you know, cultivating contentment, that's what I love about Buddhist philosophy. It's so logical. It's just like A plus B equals C. Like if you want C and you know that A plus B will get you there, then do that. If you want happiness, then cultivate the factors that lead to happiness. Cultivate contentment. Cultivate compassion. Cultivate patience. Cultivate self-worth and self-love. It's like it's so obvious and we miss out on it. We think because of society and because of the media and because of all these other things, we think that, oh, if I want to be happy, then I should try to have as much pleasure as I can. I should try to get as much adulation and praise from other people. It just doesn't work. So that quote of, you know, what you frequently think and ponder upon becomes the inclination of the mind. It's showing you how to get to where you want to get to. And it's showing you that whether you like it or not, you are creating the conditions in your mind. You are building habits in your mind. So I hope you've enjoyed this quote. And that's all. So I'll see you guys later. Stay calm and take care of yourself. If you'd like to support the show, as always, the best way to do that is to leave us a review. It really does mean a lot. So that's all. Catch you on the next episode.